The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. You're not alone. Sexual struggle is normal. Client after client sits on the couch in my consulting room, wishing they didn't have their sexual difficulties and were normal. After hearing their stories, I give them both the bad news and the good news. They are normal. In our society, sexual struggles, difficulties, and confusions are the norm. It's a rare person who's totally comfortable in their sexuality. Which isn't surprising, as we get no sex education. If we're lucky, we get a bit of reproduction education, which, let's face it, isn't that complicated. And that's not even why humans have sex. We predominantly have sex to connect through pleasure. But we're not taught anything about connection nor about pleasure. We're not taught about how to be in tune with our needs and desires. We're not taught how to communicate those needs and desires. We're not taught how to listen to our partners and to co-create experiences based on both parties' needs and desires. We're not taught how sex changes with different stages of life and how to enjoy all the different phases, nor how it can evolve for the better over a long relationship. We're not even taught what quality sex is, and we don't talk about it. Imagine if we did that with food. Imagine if you couldn't tell your partner you didn't like eggplant even though they served it up frequently. Imagine if you weren't sure if it was okay to have afternoon tea. Imagine if you couldn't obtain any information about broccoli and how to cook it. How many people would have good food lives? It sounds ridiculous because it is ridiculous. But that's how we are with sex. We don't know, we don't talk about it, and it's very hard to get good information. Yet we are surrounded by sex-positive messaging that says we should be having good sex, we should be enthusiastically and frequently engaging in that good sex, and there's a problem if we're not. Well, I certainly agree that we should be engaging enthusiastically and frequently in good sex, but I also know that we need to develop the sexual knowledge, self-awareness and relational skills to be able to create that good sex, which is where I come in. Having devoted my life to understanding the art and science of sex, I know that with quality information and loving support, it's generally not that difficult to ditch the myths, shift the negative blocks, get in tune with yourself and learn to communicate positively about sex with your partner. It's what keeps me going in this work. I do get despondent, seeing the anguish and the aloneness that people feel in their problems. But I also love seeing the shifts as people free themselves to enjoy this gorgeous part of life. Whether it's through private sessions or attending retreats or even just from listening to this podcast, I love to help people discover just how wonderful their sexuality can be and to become what should be normal in what is still an abnormal society. Just by listening to this, you were part of the shift in society to understanding quality, life-enhancing sex and relating. Go you. Be the ripple that spreads a truly positive sexuality until everyone is loved up and feeling the joy of an authentic, expressive sexuality. What a great world that would be. So let's all do our bit to saving the world, one love life at a time.